The UN Security Council says it will provide electoral assistance to South Sudan if the government creates a conducive environment for the conduct of the elections by preventing further escalation of violence, ensuring constitutional drafting and a review process are carried out, and providing civic space for the conduct of free and fair elections. The Security Council outlined the preconditions the same day it extended the mandate of its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, or ANMIS. The Security Council says the elections should be viewed as a phased approach, and that ANMIS should focus in the near term on key conditions before providing any support for the exercise. Acting Foreign Affairs Minister Deng Dao Deng says it's unfortunate the Security Council is attaching preconditions to their support for holding elections.
Election is not an event, it's a process, and it will require people to support us. Definitely, we need the support. But it will be difficult for us to accept conditions, you know, preconditions. If you don't do this, then we'll not give you this.
South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwe says, despite the preconditions set out by the Security Council, the conduct of the country's elections does not depend on the UN.
We are already determined to run the elections, and it is not for them. It is not they who will determine as to whether we will run the elections or not.
We are not going to run the elections with the UN or with any other person. We will do it on our own. And if anybody wants to intervene and assist us, is welcome. But it is not the condition that we should do this in order for the UN to support us. That is not the case. We will not run the elections based on the support that we'll be getting from them.
On Wednesday, when the Security Council extended the ANMIS mandate, the Council said it wants the Kiir administration to do all it can to provide a favorable environment for the conduct of a free and fair elections. It also wants the Kiir administration to make immediate progress on key milestones toward peaceful elections, including adopting a constitution and required legislations, as well as effective implementation of security arrangements as stipulated in the 2018 revitalized peace deal. Deng says the government is committed to conducting elections by the end of the transitional period, which has been moved back to the end of 2024, but preconditions on aid may pose a challenge to the process.
Definitely, the issue of space is one of the pillars of democracy. So we cannot restrict people to talk, not to travel. Political Parties Act has a very clear, mechanism on how political parties can be able to undertake and conduct themselves.
The Council's resolution reaffirmed the ANMIS role of supporting implementation of the peace agreement, monitoring, investigating, and reporting on violations of international humanitarian law and human rights, including rape and other forms of sexual violence. Deng says while the government welcomes the extension of the ANMIS mandate for another year, it has reservations about certain language in the resolution.
When we said we welcome, we don't want to be seen in controversy with them, in conflict, because the language of the mandate is what the government have a lot of reservation.
The mandate also authorizes the armed UN peacekeepers to use necessary means to ensure effective, timely, and dynamic protection of civilians under the threat of physical violence, and to prevent, deter, and stop violence against the civilians, including politically driven violence, particularly in high-risk areas. It allows the peacekeepers to promptly engage any actor preparing or engaging in attacks against civilians, camps for the displaced, and sites where ANMIS is protecting civilians. For VOA News, Zamwake Simon Wudu in Juba.